Every now and then, you might experience a moment in which you feel like you don't know where you're headed and you don't have a clear vision of how your life looks like or where you want it to lead to and the places you could be in life. And that could be alarming and very unsettling as well. I would like to talk about this idea by tying it to two concepts that feed into one another. The first concept is self-development and improving oneself. And the second concept is discipline. Discipline to reach goals and dreams that will allow you to self-develop in the process. Now, when you're crowded with these thoughts about what am I doing, where am I headed, what stage of life should I be in right now, you have to always think about how can I self-develop in order to get yourself out of that line of questioning and move into realization and start building that place in life you aspire to be in. I feel like self-development is key in every stage in order to conceptualize the life you want for yourself. It pushes you to put down a plan that will allow you to be where you want to be and become the best version of yourself. A person who is happy with what they have accomplished so far in life. Discipline needs to be situated in the middle of this process, because without discipline, you cannot self-develop and build your character and build new habits that will really help you move forward with your life. And discipline is the key component that helps you in reality achieve the goals and dreams you set out for yourself. The beauty in all of this is that you get to choose and create your own way of being disciplined. It depends on what your personal goals are, and accordingly, you get to set up the things you need to do in order to get to them. It is a very personal experience, and it can look as varied and as diverse and exciting as you want it to be. Discipline is a way of being honest, hardworking, motivated, and encouraged while doing the tasks that you set out to achieve for each goal you have. Discipline is a character trait that helps individuals to complete their tasks within a given fixed deadline. The role of discipline in our life is to set orderliness, efficiency, punctuality, organization, and focus on our tasks. This is all so very important because it makes you consistent with your work and that helps yield results at the end. You may have varied levels of consistency with your work on every given day, but if you lead with discipline in your heart and mind, you can easily see yourself moving forward despite the circumstances. Manifestation plays a key role in the stage that comes after setting out a dream of yours. How to manifest is a question that needs to be asked, because you speaking about your dream into a void is not fruitful. It is more helpful to internalize the ideas you want to manifest to move you towards sparking a change in your mentality and actions. The mindset of wanting to change and accept the fact that you are changing is integral in the process. Simply voicing your dreams and not doing anything about it is pointless. In fact, it is a form of self-limiting and hindrance because you are thinking about all the things you want to do, but you are limiting yourself by not having a mentality that will lead you to acting upon them. And so you are hopelessly creating scenarios and engaging in wishful thinking that will have an adverse effect on you if you do not have a plan in action to work towards those dreams and eventually reach them. And that's why self-development ties in with self-discipline, because these are the two ingredients that will allow for the outcome to take place, i.e. your dreams being achieved. Self-development is a journey that our life depends on. It is a route that has to be taken parallel to the road you are moving in. And that is why you need to put proper thought into it and really be aware of the ways in which you self-develop through. And it is important to figure out what makes you strive towards self-development and how you can actually come about doing that. It is a need within us to continuously develop in order to survive life. It is an innate purpose within us to work on, more like a need that is instilled within us from the very beginning. And it is what helps us gain new skills that help us navigate life. It is something your life depends on it, and being a disciplined person is the main part that enables you to develop and move forward with your life. You do find a lot of people who are struggling in life, and I have personally noticed that that is because they do not pay attention to the fact that they need to work on themselves and enhance certain parts about themselves. That actually makes them stuck in real life, and that is when one should fear that they are not doing well in life. When you're stagnant, not moving anywhere, not going into any direction. It is when someone is oblivious to the fact that they are not growing and acquiring new skills or knowledge. This is lethal because it makes the person be alive without living their life and enjoying it to its full potential. That is why it is important to prioritize your growth by learning new skills and acquiring new attributes and qualities through practice. This will help you perpetually change to the better as you progress through life. It is okay to struggle with being a disciplined person. It does not always come naturally to everyone. I want to share my struggles with that myself and reflect with you on the whole idea of being disciplined and putting in the work. I typically always struggle with the fact that I waste so much time in my day. And the fact that all that time lost is postponing the time it takes me to reach my goals. I have thought about this for some time, and I came to the conclusion that I should not look at it as just being time wasted. I'm doing things, but it's not all work related. You know, life is about this dance between resting and working. And it's all swaying with the beat of hobbies and leisure time. Maybe I do need to maximize work time, give it a more leading role, in hopes that I do reach some destination sooner. But it is okay to allow for some time to be dedicated to just existing and doing what my mind feels like at that moment. I think I'm still questioning how to go about this. I don't think there is an equation that I can ideally reach in good time. After all, it is the concept of time being questioned in all of this. But as long as I have my dreams in my head, written down and filling me up, I will be naturally inclined to pursue them even in my time that I call wasted. One thing I know is that when I incorporate more discipline in my day, I tend to get a few minutes of extra focus work done, and perhaps that is all I need to get to where I need to be. My point of sharing this with you is to highlight the fact that discipline and leisure coexist. Being disciplined doesn't mean that you strip yourself of having time for yourself, away from actively seeking your dream. It is part of the mixture. I always say that balance is key. But just make sure that discipline and hard work is in the equation somehow. Thank you for this chat, and thank you for your presence. I hope you feel inspired to incorporate discipline to make your dreams come true, and I hope you can see how doable it ultimately is to do so. This has been Rokaya with you. Talk to you soon in a new episode of Seize the Day.